First, there was Time Warner, then AOL, and finally AOL Time Warner. Now, some at the world's largest media company are rethinking the wisdom of bundling the most subscribed internet dial-up firm with the Warner name. The vote on whether to keep or separate the two names could come as early as next month, but could a simple name change be the fix, or is there a bigger problem? Joining us now from Los Angeles is Cheryl Glazer, the business editor of Marketplace, and thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you, Neil. Thank you.
Cheryl, the acronym AOL means what these days in the business world?
Well, of course, it basically stands for America Online, and that's the world's biggest internet service provider that we all know and hopefully love. But the feeling is that it runs much deeper than that, that AOL stands for Promises Not Delivered On, in particular the company's merger with Time Warner a couple of years ago that was expected to just be the next big thing in media, and it hasn't lived up to those hopes.
So is the company AOL Time Warner really going to delete AOL?
Well, yes, they're talking about it. They're talking about taking AOL out of the company's name and even changing the company's ticker symbol under which the stock trades on the New York Stock Exchange. And the really ironic thing here is that the suggestion is not coming from the Time Warner side of the company. It's coming from the America Online side.
Well, you'd think that the AOL was new media and the future, and Time Warner was, you know, so 20th century.
Oh, I know. So outmoded and old-fashioned, and frankly, that's just not the way it's worked. I mean, when these companies first merge, you look at it and you say, what's in a name? Well, what's in a name in this case was that AOL was first in the name, and that was supposed to indicate that it was the dominant partner in this corporate marriage, that it was going to be the big, you know, revenue winner, that it was going to blaze the new trails. Well, it's watched its internet subscriber base fall. It's watched its stock price go through the floor while Time Warner, their studios and so on, have done very well.
Now, Chairman Richard Parsons could ask the board to vote on the name change as early as next month, as far as I understand it. Why so quickly?
Well, apparently the thought is that there's been talk for almost a year now about some kind of change happening. So this has been going on for a while, and apparently it's coming to a juncture now because the suggestion is being made by the AOL side of the company, which would indicate that there's a lot of agreement that, yeah, maybe we should create a new identity for ourselves, or at least cut ourselves off from that connection of a merger that didn't live up to expectations. So it sounds like a lot of people are behind this idea.
Well, there's also been some possible accounting fraud involved in this regarding the AOL unit about improperly inflated advertising revenue.
Yes, that's right.
And where does that fit into this? It just sullies the AOL name some more?
Yes, it certainly doesn't help. There's no question about that. But the perception is that even more than that, among consumers, that the America Online brand name has just lost its clout, its cachet, if you will, that where this used to be this huge internet juggernaut that nobody could stop, the feeling is that the company has just had one problem after another, and that consumers no longer see it as a desirable brand. And if you can't attract new customers, you're in big trouble.
So AOL could be relegated to the dustbin of the dial-up age?
Well, I mean, there's a chance that, you know, if this goes ahead, you could find America Online, you know, if you picked up a Time Warner directory, and that there would maybe be a division called America Online. But, yeah, we're talking about taking it off the letterhead, taking it off the business cards, and kissing it goodbye.
The Time Warner instant messenger?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't quite have the same ring, does it?
No, it all sounds a little odd. All of this passion for branding, you know, disassociating yourself from the unpleasant memories and leaping towards something that consumers might find more attractive. If you're flighty, don't you risk, you know, consumers abandoning you altogether?
I know, and you'd think that a company that takes so much time to build up, you know, public recognition, public knowledge of the brand name like America Online has, that would be something that you would think twice about dropping. Usually when companies change their name, it's because there's something negative associated with the company, like, you know, ValueJet, when it changed its name in the wake of a very unfortunate plane crash. You can understand wanting to, you know, start over fresh and wanting to be able to create a new image of your company in the minds of consumers. But in this case, it must be that the America Online people feel that, you know, the company name has been sullied, that it is no longer the great up-and-comer or the great new hope of media that it was once perceived to be.
Cheryl Glazer, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheryl Glazer is business editor of Marketplace, and she joined us on the phone from Los Angeles. Here are some of the stories that NPR News is looking at today. The first 400 recruits for the new Iraqi army have begun basic training under U.S. supervision. U.S. officials hope to have a division of 12,000 troops established within a year. And there were two suicide bombings today in Israel, shattering a ceasefire declared by Palestinian groups in the Middle East. One took place in Israel, the other in the West Bank. Two Israelis were killed and several others wounded. You can hear details on those stories later today on All Things Considered. Right now, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.